to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch a thing from our youth and see how it stands up. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
And we're watching the Animorphs from Nickelodeon.
We are. In a classic tradition of us being confused and doing things out of order with this show, we're watching episode 11, The Forgotten, which might not be episode 11. There's no way to know for sure.
It's probably not, but because somebody screwed up the episode order somewhere, it's just how it's going to work. So
just
deal with it.
Everyone know it's not entirely Sky's fault, but it is mostly Sky's fault.
It's mostly Amazon's fault.
It is. And IMDb, I think, is the one. No, is IMDb is in the right order, I think.
I genuinely have no
idea. Yeah, I don't know. There's one of them seems like it's in the correct order. But then the other lists that you find online are in a different order. Who knows? Anyway, we're watching The Forgotten. So if you're going to follow along, you know, cue it up, I guess.
Or don't. This one's weird and confusing. It's an episode based on the first Megamorphs where Rachel bonks her noggin and loses her memory.
What else happens in that? Is that
there's
one?
A tornado made okay, out that's of what, bugs.
You told me that in a different podcast that there was a tornado, and I was like, that definitely doesn't happen in this episode. Or probably at all in this show.
They also steal Cassie's dad's truck and fuck it up.
Is that when Marco drives as an ape?
Yep. Hmm. With a tiger in the back. And Jake yells, do you just hate trash cans?
That's kind of funny.
Because he hits trash cans. It is funny. So I suppose let's...
do the damn thing.
So we open up, and Rachel has a bag over her shoulder, and she's wandering off to go meet Tobias.
And they hella foreshadow it, because there's a little name tag on it that says R.
Yeah.
For Rachel, I imagine.
Lest you forget.
She's also just walking down, like, a highway or something.
She seems to be just in a park.
But that road is really
like
busy.
Like a state park. Well, it's a nice day.
I guess so.
People gotta play frisbee. But she didn't want to, or like, she signed up for this gymnastics camp that she's going to. And she didn't want to go because she's an Animorph now and she has other responsibilities. But everybody else is like, nah, it's fine. Just do it. Be nice to get away for a bit. So she says, okay, but the gymnastic camp isn't expecting her.
You don't know that.
I presume that the gymnastics camp isn't
no,
expecting
she
her.
No, she said she's going. She said...
I suppose that's
true. She brought her bag. She's going. She just says, I have to stop and see Tobias first to check on him to make sure everything's okay.
To make sure he's still a bird and not
dead.
He's
fine, I'm sure.
Somehow. So she morphs a bird. She, like, stashes her backpack.
She doesn't morph a bird. She morphs Tobias.
Yeah. Yeah, she just pushes her bag into some bushes and then flies away as Tobias until she just can't anymore.
Yeah, she, like, forgets how to bird real fast.
But that's why you got the backup bird brain.
I mean, she
for
seems...
this explicit reason.
And, I mean, it's implied that she turns into a bird to fuck Tobias sometimes, so she's done this before. It's not like it's her first time.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. But she loses control of her wings, and then she smashes into a tree.
I guess she didn't morph real good, and they morphed back into arms or something, and she fell out of the sky, is my only guess.
I don't know.
Also, Sky, remember Axe?
I do.
Well, don't... worry, he's not in this episode.
Not even a second. They don't even mention his name.
They don't.
It's super weird. We go to credits.
Because it's not like he's doing anything. He can help them find Rachel later.
He has no other responsibilities. He's most likely to find them.
Oh, hey, sorry I couldn't make it, guys. I actually made it to gymnastics camp.
I bet he knows the woods pretty well now, too.
Yeah.
Except he's always in Cassie's barn, but whatevs. Rachel comes to at the base of a tree or near a fallen tree. Are they trying to tell us that she smashed into a tree so hard as a bird that she knocked that tree down?
I didn't think that, but maybe. And someone...
Because birds are real breakable.
Some poor soul had to rub all sorts of leaves in her hair.
Yeah, but she gets up and she still has part of a bird arm. Like, she's got leaves covering her, just her right arm.
No, those are feathers. Yeah. You said leaves when you meant feathers, and said feathers when I meant leaves earlier.
Dams. All of the dams.
Something's happening here. It's not good.
At least we'll be dead soon. But she morphs out and then doesn't question it further and then unties the jacket from her waist and goes wandering about in the woods.
Meanwhile, Tobias is looking for someone who promised to fuck him earlier as a bird.
Well, he has no other option.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's polite of her to morph a bird.
Right.
It'd be weird otherwise.
You don't want to be a little girl getting, clawed up by a bird.
Yeah, he can't perform cunnilingus. It's not cunnilingus. It's cunnilingus. I've said it silly for so long that I forgot. But anyway, you don't want that sharp mouth thing going down on you. And anyway, he finds Rachel's bag, and it has that.
And
on
we get
on
to
it.
There's a couple of scenes of the bird running around, and it's fun to watch a bird try to walk because it looks so uncomfortable and unnatural.
They were not meant to. They were meant to soar like the majestic beings they are.
But instead, it hops around and looks at a backpack, and
like birds do in their natural habitat.
I will say it. They got some good bird acting. It's a real life bird that they're using in it.
Yeah,
it did the thing they wanted it to. Surprisingly,
so far, I think this probably has the best bird acting.
Yeah,
of any of them.
And then we cut over to a parking lot.
Meanwhile, the other Animorphs think they're the X-Men.
They may be in the same park, honestly.
It looks like the same park.
It's the same weird, kind of dimly lit park area.
And, like, all like that weird amount of parking blocks in the background that Rachel was walking by earlier.
Yeah. So, they were there, I guess. But
so.
Jake is playing with Cassie, playing softball, and Marco's leaning on a tree because he's a dick and doesn't believe Cassie can hit the ball.
And he thinks it's real funny that she holds her bat wrong.
Well,
awkwardly wrong.
Like, no, she just asked if she needed to choke up because when she takes a swing, she misses.
She's still holding that bat real awkwardly.
Yeah,
she looks so uncomfortable.
Oh, it's because baseball's stupid. And so is softball. Taking a stand.
Hot takes. Hot takes on the old Animorphs podcast.
And then the bird shows up and he's like, "Hey guys!" And then Cassie hits the ball.
And then the bird takes a second to say, "Nice hit, Cassie," instead of deliver his news.
Yeah, his girlfriend, ? Is missing, and he takes a moment to say, "Nice hit, Cassie."
It's at least his bird fuck buddy. But then he compliments her hit. They take a moment to joke, and then he's like, "Oh, by the way, Rachel's missing. Yeah. I found
her
book bag."
So much silence where he could have said something sooner. And then they're like, "Well, are you sure?" He's like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Maybe you should look for her some more." He's like, "That's a good idea."
There's also something different and off about Marco's hair in this episode, and I'm not sure what it is.
Less grease?
I think it might be more grease.
Whatever it is, it's not the right amount.
Yeah.
We cut back to Rachel. She's walked across a creek. She's searching, but she doesn't know what for, and she doesn't remember her name. And it's before cell phones, so she can't just GPS where she is. She could have definitely morphed a phone, though, I guess. Like, she morphed in that jacket, stayed in a knot. She's real bad at walking through the woods,
Yeah,
though.
She falls again. She trips over a branch or something.
I mean, I guess she hit her head pretty hard, but it should have been fine after she morphed.
Well, she hasn't morphed since she hit her head, right?
No, she hit her head as a bird and then morphed into a people.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
So she should be fine, but
In my imagination, she fell she morphed out before she hit the ground.
She panicked.
Yeah.
She panicked like a cartoon. But she comes across this shack that looks like her murder shack, but she has amnesia, so she doesn't know that. So she decides, fuck it, I'm going to go inside. I mean, she yells hello a couple of times, so she at least had a little bit of forethought.
Yeah.
Maybe get a head start on the Max murderer. But she didn't take the leaves out of her hair.
No. I mean, her brush is probably in her bag. So
it's fair, but she got fingers.
That's true. But maybe she doesn't remember her hair didn't have leaves in it before.
Maybe she thought this is just her hair is supposed to have leaves in it.
Yeah.
But she wanders into this shack, and then she finds a jar pretty much immediately that's full of goo and what looks like a piece of poop.
I don't know why that tickled me. We already said it once to each other. But you said it really good. It looks like a piece of poop.
Well, it does. It doesn't look like a slug. It doesn't look like the outline of the yurks that they've shown us constantly. It's just
looks like a turd
brown
in a jar.
Yeah, it looks like a brown cylinder. It's tapered. It's gross.
This guy doesn't ever talk about poop. It's really funny when he does.
It's true, I don't. And then she wanders into like a broom closet in this shack.
Yeah,
I guess. And then somebody springs out and locks the door, and it's an old lady!
It's Franny!
You know Franny?
That old classic Animorphs character, Franny.
So she you know, pulls the deadbolt and locks Rachel in this tiny little room while Rachel has flashbacks about Yurks. Because Franny is convinced that Rachel is a controller. Because reasons.
Franny's got full-on paranoia.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess you probably would, but
yeah, I mean, after having an alien inside your brain, I can imagine having some sort of breakdown.
That Edelman fella went a little crazy too, I guess.
Well, he had an insane yurk yelling stuff in his brain constantly,
Well, yeah.
So he gets a pass. All right, we get a shot of the yerk in the jar again, and it kind of looked like a phallus instead of a piece of poop.
I mean, poop inherently is phallic.
I guess. Franny's yelling at her, and oh, you're not going to trick me into being a yerk again. In the book, Rachel bumps her noggin and goes wandering through the woods barefoot, and she finds this hut, and then she's trying to find shoes in the many shoes that this woman has collected, and then the woman locks her in a basement and sets the house on fire to murder her.
I mean, that's how you lure a teen into your meth hut, is with a pile of shoes.
It's true, especially if you're shoeless. But meanwhile, Jake and Marco and Cassie and Tobias are together. Jake's morphed a dog.
And fucking Cassie makes him sniff a pair of his cousin's underpants to go find her.
Well, to be fair, they're clean. They should not have her scent on
them.
Yeah,
they shouldn't smell like her that. I mean, they probably smell like her a little bit.
She did handle them a little bit, but still.
Yeah, like, they won't, like, full-blown smell like her underpants that she's currently wearing would.
Way to make it weird.
What? Cassie made him smell his cousin's underpants. I didn't do it.
That was a shirt, Jake.
Oh.
It was a flannel shirt.
I thought she just had really big underpants.
She's 90s. A little girl, Jake.
Is the 90.
So Jake tries to get her son. So we're glossing over it. Jake smells her shirt, and they go looking for her based on her scent. And we cut back to the murder shack, where Franny is continuing to yell at Rachel for being a yerk. She says something about a family, and Rachel's like, can you take me to my family? It's like, no, honey, she's trying to kill you. Franny kind of says that. She's like, I'll spy on you, you yerk.
Yeah, Franny's she's a little cuckoo.
She's unwell. She could use a hand.
And a shower.
I don't know, she keeps a nice hut in the woods.
Oh, and then, so they talk about the sharing, and then there's just a map to the sharing?
From the hut.
From the hut, that's highlighted. But boy, is it just like the vaguest of sort of drawings of the woods.
Mm-hmm. And Rachel takes it off the wall, and she's going to use it to escape. And she kicks the slats off the wall. Meanwhile, Franny is doing this weird zombie Dawn of the Dead reach through and screaming at her.
Instead of just unlocking the door and like slapping her.
Yeah, because that would have been way more effective, but whatever.
So she just had a crude drawing map from her house to The Shining in her broom closet?
Yes.
Okay.
And we cut back to the Animorphs, and Jake stole a dog. He's like, hey, the trail just kind of ends here. But then they're like, oh, no, I have another human scent. It must be Franny. So they awkwardly jog away, and they bump into her. Franny, that is. And she freaks out on them.
Yeah, she screams some shit at them.
She's convinced that these people are also controllers, which, okay, yeah.
Yeah, she's full-on bonkers.
But, I mean, that's a just assumption.
Right.
Because you don't know who's who, but she's also in no way helpful.
I mean, like, I don't know. Would the controllers just leave her alone if they thought she was just an old, crazy woods lady?
No,
like,
I mean,
screaming at them.
I imagine they would just reinfest her because it's still a body that's functioning.
Right. I don't know what the controllers are after. It's never clear. They seem to want teenage girls and old ladies, like.
Yeah, but Franny throws a handful of leaves at the Animorphs and then runs the opposite direction, and then they're like, whatever, we gotta find Rachel.
So nothing lets you escape like a handful of leaves.
Look, it worked. So Rachel's running through the woods and trips over another log, because she's looking behind her instead of forwards, like you really should when you're running through the woods.
Yeah.
But it's fine, I guess. And then she sits down for a minute to get her bearings and look at this inscrutable map. While we see off in the distance, there's some guy dramatically moving branches out of the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving branches from the like camera angle. What do you call it? Like the POV of people moving branches. It's very spooky.
Indeed. Meanwhile, the Animorphs have found the hut, and they also immediately notice the jar with the yerk in it. And do you remember there was a toy about this time period that was full of gel, and then you'd put a thing in it, and it would look like they were flying or swimming. I had sharks. I forget what it's called. It was like Wonder World?
No, I don't.
It looks like it's full of that goo.
Jake, remember that. I
know there was a Star Wars one, so I thought you might remember it.
Oh no, what's happening to me?
They notice that there's a hole kicked in the wall, so like, oh, maybe she probably escaped through there. And then they continue her pursuit of her. You would have thought that Jake would have noticed the scent leading away from the house also. instead of just futzing about inside of it. But whatever, it's fine. Rachel, we cut back
to
Rachel.
Are these the sharks you had?
Yep. And Rachel is able to decipher enough from this crudely drawn map that she's almost made her way to The Shining, where she bumps into some dude.
I do remember these.
Sharing.
There is a Star Wars.
Not The Shining,
one.
The Sharing.
I've completely stopped watching.
I know.
I'll put my phone down for now.
No, continue.
It is exactly what you described.
Thanks. We have confirmation. And then the spooky guy who's looking at her from the camera POV emerges, and it's some guy.
And he actually is the least spooky thing about this episode. He's just very unassuming. He looks like you if you were this guy. Unassuming and nice.
Yeah, and he's like, did you hit your head?
His shirt's real clean. He's got a camera or something strapped to him.
It might just be a side, like a messenger bag.
It could be something. I don't know.
I think it's a messenger bag.
I think you're right, but it's probably full of
cameras.
Or
a canteen. It's a canteen.
Oh, it is a canteen. How come we don't carry canteens?
Because we're not in the woods.
Because we don't go anywhere.
There's water in the faucet. Want some.
Just put my mouth on tap.
Just like at school. So he convinces, like, he's from The Sharing, I guess. And he's like, hey, come with me and we'll have my doctor look at you.
He says there's a med student. Remember that this is just a med student camping in the woods with his...
friends?
His friend group.
Or his club?
Well, his sinister alien friend group, but still, he's a med student when we get to the camp.
Yeah, and Franny was able to track Rachel down, and Rachel had dropped the map as she had a little fainting spell, and Franny retrieves her map and runs away, and then...
Meanwhile, we get shots of the hawk with, you know, the rope tied to him, so they can snatch him out of the air if they need to.
Yeah. What are you going to do? And he, like, they get to The Sharing camp, which is full of, like, Civil War tents.
Sure is. And people play tetherball.
Poorly. It's more like they're playing catch.
Yeah, they're just throwing the tetherball back and forth.
It's super weird. But Tobias lands, and he starts talking to Rachel, and she doesn't understand why no one else can hear it, because she doesn't remember anything.
He's still out playing tetherball in grade school. He's really good at it. That was my sport.
It was the sport where you didn't have to run.
Exactly. All you had to do is stand there and hit a ball. You can do that.
The ball's not going to go away. I don't have to chase a ball.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Let's tetherball it up.
Tobias is like, hey, Rachel. Rachel. Rachel.
And she's like,
Rachel.
She's like, did you hear that?
Rachel.
Never mind. I didn't hear anything. Let's go. Sharing.
He doesn't give her any other information. He's just like, Rachel, do you hear me? Can you hear me, Rachel? Rachel.
Scratch
Rachel.
Your head if you can hear me.
Rachel. Rachel.
I see how confused you look.
Rachel. It doesn't work. And then she goes to see the med student. So Tobias flaps back to the other kids, and Marco's just like, maybe she was turned. Which is a legitimate thing to say.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell. That's the whole deal with this whole show.
That's the premise.
Tobias is upset by that, obviously. And while everybody's like, look, we're going to go find her and we'll figure it out, because if she has been turned, we are super fucked. And then
they're not that fucked. I mean, Jake got turned and they fixed it.
Yeah, but she's with The Sharing.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And then Tobias says, she hasn't been yurked, instead of she hasn't been infested, and then flies away moodily.
And then meanwhile, in the most furnished and equipped medical tent.
It's the tent from MASH.
It sure is. Except it's, you know, it's the 90s, so it's even more up to date.
Well, they got it on the cheap. It is up to date. It has a gateway computer in it.
Yeah, it is just... Is this just, like, The Sharing, like, HQ? Is this just always...
I have no comprehension. I wouldn't think so. Because there's too many kids playing.
They went to The Sharing before.
And it was in a building.
Yeah, it was in a building. And there was, like, a secret, like, backroom kitchen.
They've walked so far that they're in a different town or something. So maybe this is just the outreach. The Animorphs come up on this thing, and they're staring out there, and... like an hour passes and they don't see Rachel.
And they're just hiding and watching.
And we cut to like the inside of one of the tents, and the med student kid is holding up a doodad to Rachel's head. It's got a red screen.
It's the most futuristic looking thing in this whole show.
Yeah. And she doesn't have an implant, which I guess is code for yurk. But she said the word yurk, so they know that she knows some stuff. And the kids are just outside, like, well, eventually we'll have to go in there and get her. In the meantime, they're not concerned.
And they're all scratching their ears because they're controllers.
Yep.
so you know. Oh, and then she takes a nap.
Yeah, the kid with the head injury, they're like, yeah, just take a nap, it's fine.
It'll okay, he's a doctor, he's monitoring.
Well, you know how he could monitor it better is by going in the ear and looking at the brain directly.
Oh.
I'm saying they should have infested her
right then. Right, I understand.
While she was passed out rather than what they actually do. So it's nighttime and they're wheeling in some canisters that are, as Cassie puts it, a yerk pool.
Yeah, they're the same canisters from Jake's dad's...
clinic?
Clinic, yeah.
Spa?
His yerk spa. Come, we massage each slug individually with highly trained French masseuses. We cover each one in mud. Give it the most relaxing experience of its life. You can keep going, I'm sorry.
So, outside of the surgery mash tent, there's like four controllers with flashlights or Dracon beams. It could be either in this setting, because they're camping, and why wouldn't you bring a flashlight to go camping? Rachel is woken up from her nap, and she didn't die in her sleep, which is lucky. And then she notices everybody itching their ears, and then she remembers Jake itching his ear when he was a controller.
Being a controller must suck, because your ear's always so itchy.
Yeah. Turns out yerks are coated in something like poison ivy is.
They got poison sumac. They secrete the same poisons.
God, that would be terrible. I'm so allergic to that.
Poison sumac?
Poison ivy.
Oh.
Like, I only have to look at it. It's just all over me.
I'm not.
So, they sit Rachel down, and the med student's like, look at the back of the tent. I'm going to super non-conspicuously walk over to this container and grab what looks to be another slimy piece of feces. Yeah, but keep looking forward. It's fine.
They're very unceremonious about how they put yerks in.
Yeah, heads. And they also made no attempt to, like, strap her down or keep her from escaping in some way.
Yeah. Well, Sky, they're men, and she's just a little girl.
They yes. Can... Meanwhile, Marco's morphed wolf, and he spooked the controllers out front.
It looks like a slice of liver, like... Like, all wet and shiny.
Yeah. So when we cut back into the tent, the guy is just holding a yerk with a pair of tweezers. And he's then moving your hair back.
That he got out of the thermos. Like, that's so undignified to travel in a thermos.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of a better way to do it.
I don't know. It just is so dumb.
But you'd think that they'd have something more high-tech than a thermos. You're correct. But Rachel freaks out when she sees this man trying to shove a slug in her ear. And then she gets up and tries to run away. But then the first guy is there and kind of stops her, but doesn't actually make any attempt to stop
her. He's very polite for a yerk.
Meanwhile, Marco as a wolf walks in the front of the tent and the two controllers freak out. And it's Marco. And he's like, hey, Rachel, it's me. You can run away now. So she does. That's it. That's all the resistance they had.
Yeah. I mean, there is a wolf. It's scary.
Sure, but they don't, like... try to shoot it with anything. I'm sure there's a gun somewhere on premises. They've got to have some Dracon beam somewhere. But Rachel escapes, and then Jake kind of tackle grabs her, and then Cassie's like, where are your friends?
And he's all like, they tricked me into smelling your underpants earlier. This is really weird.
She didn't. He didn't. And then the two controllers, after Marco leaves, are like, we're not going to tell Vester 3 about this.
Yeah, the one guy's like, he's going to kill us, and he's like, no, he doesn't have to know any of this. So they're learning, at least, I guess.
Yeah, he's a terrible middle manager. So they take her back to the barn, and they sit her down, and they're like, hey, you're a animorph. She's like, I don't want to be that, and I don't think I am one, because I don't remember anything. Why won't you take me home? It's like, bitch, you don't know where your home is.
Is amnesia real, Sky?
I think so. I mean, this version of amnesia I don't think has ever happened, where you just get hit in the head once.
Where you forget that you're an animorph.
Yeah, how could you forget you're an animorph?
And then Jake goes to show her how that he can morph, and he makes the grossest face.
It's the, real like, uncomfortable.
Ugh. It makes it look like he's being fingered in the butt by the hawk.
I would have said mid-coitus, but that's fine. And also, the fucking bird is talking to you. Why don't you believe that?
Or why don't you guys just go get Axe?
Yeah. Where is he?
See this monster?
Shake his hand.
Do it. He's got six fingers.
So Cassie's like, hey, think about being a lion. And then Rachel thinks about a lion and morphs. And that fixes it.
Yep, pretty much.
We don't need to worry about the security of that camp at all, even though it was called.
Yeah, maybe everyone should morph a lion and go murder everyone there. Yeah, it's probably your best
bet. They already made their way all the way to the barn. Why go all the way back?
Yeah, I guess they probably should have murdered them right then and there.
Why waste a trip?
And then they get a nice shot of the Hawk, who is happy that his Hawk booty call is going to be okay.
So it's the next day or week. I don't know. Time is irrelevant in the show.
I think she said it takes a couple days for her to get back to normal.
Well, I mean, that just means that she got her memories back in a couple of days. This could be two months later.
Yeah, you're right. This is actually after the invasion.
Yeah. So, like, Rachel's doing a cartwheel and Marco's trying to do one and he falls down because he's not as graceful as her. Ha!
Their hanging out together seems so unnatural.
Yeah, it really does. Mostly because they pick the weirdest spots.
Yeah, like...
They're back in the park again. And Franny. They're nearby Franny's house because she's peering at them through the bushes.
She's just watching them try and do cartwheels and giggle.
What could she possibly do later to...
I hope Franny comes back and is like the culmination of the whole show.
Wouldn't it be just perfect?
Maybe she's Visor One.
She's Marco's mom.
Yeah.
Spoilers, I guess. But that's how it ends, where the kids are just goofing around in the park. They don't do nearly enough Animorph stuff to justify all the goofing around they do.
Right? There's hardly any Animorphing, really. Like, that's the reason we read those books, was because they were cool, because the kids turned into animals and fought monsters. And in here, they're just like, well, our regular human friend has amnesia, we better run around and go get her.
This book involved a lot of collateral damage and tornadoes and elephants and some awesome morphs.
Do you think whoever wrote this, like, read the book and was just crossing out things that were too expensive?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, we can do chapters 1, 7, 3, and 20.
And so just no morphing. We're just going to have a dog. Together. We're just going to have the bird.
Yeah.
And we're going to have them duck down out of shot, and that's them morphing this time.
Bada bing, bada boom. We got an episode.
Yay.
You're welcome, Nickelodeon.
Yeah, part of the deal with the Animorphs is Vessor 3 would show up and just be the dramatic, over-the-top villain and pick something fucking terrifying to be.
Yeah.
And was never the same thing twice.
I mean, he is that terrifying Victor Trent guy a lot of the time.
True, but Victor Trent's just a squishy human.
That's true. You just bash him with a hammer. Real fast, yeah. But, you know, they're trying.
I guess.
I'm still on team this should have been an animated situation.
It's because there's no other choice to make there.
Yeah. Maybe someday. Maybe someday when they give us the choice of making a cartoon somewhere, Sky.
Yeah. That'd be boss. So Jake, what was the most turtle-rific part?
The part where you got kind of upset when I kept saying that they made Jake smell his cousin's underpants.
It's because that's not what happened.
Yeah, but it seemed to make you really uncomfortable.
She's underage.
I'm not... Sky, it was for science purposes.
Was it, though?
What was your most favorite turtle part?
I don't know, what part did I yell at the screen? There's a bunch.
I know.
There's the part where morphing cured her, but it didn't in the first place. I liked the one sharing guy who's like, found a girl who got hurt and was like, I'm gonna make sure that she's okay.
Yeah, he was very polite.
Yeah, and he didn't manhandle her at all.
He was just like,
he didn't even like use any force when she was trying to run away. He just kind of stood in the way, and then she stopped before she got to him. She could have full soccer tackled it, but she didn't.
I also like that I now remember Wonderworld, and gonna do a deep dive on that later. So yeah, I can tell you right now, Katie hates you for the things that will show up on our doorstep in the next week from eBay.
Or maybe she'll have fond memories.
Yeah. I don't know.
You had to sprinkle in some distilled water into the goo once a week, otherwise it would start to harden.
I bet there's like a DIY situation where I could just make it myself.
Probably.
In a fishbowl.
Who was the most effective or likable character in this
episode? It was Franny.
You like Franny?
I did. She was a crazy old bitch. Lived in the woods. In her little meth cabin.
She was dressed remarkably well.
Yeah, it's probably gets chilly out there. She had a shawl on and a cardigan. And
yeah, everything for a homeless woman crazy in the woods. She was pretty well put together.
I mean, how long could she have been out there? How long has the invasion been going on?
I don't know. I feel like the Yorks would be looking for somebody who escaped.
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, that's why you hide in the woods, of course. But
right. Which is why it was very logical for her to assume that they were all Yorks.
Yeah. But, you know, she was good at what she did, I guess. She had her little map. Her little... I mean, obviously she didn't build that cabin. Someone did meth in there, and then she just moved in because they OD'd.
Right. Or they exploded.
Yeah.
As meth labs tend to.
Or maybe it was a moonshine cabin.
Yeah, it could have been an old
still. Could also still have blown up.
Yes. Lots of volatile things in alternative substances.
You're not making something in the woods that's not going to blow up, really.
You're doing it in the woods so you don't blow up your nice stuff.
Yeah. My wife lives in there. I can't blow her up. She'll get mad.
She will, in fact, get mad.
You answer that question now. Whatever you ask me.
Oh, who's the most likable and or effective character?
Cassie trying to hit a baseball.
Well, Cassie made the best decisions in this episode.
Yeah.
I think we're going to give it to that guy who didn't get a name, who just found a hurt girl in the woods and wanted to help her.
Polite sky controller.
Yeah. Even though he did, you know, ultimately want to infest her with a brain worm. But, I mean, his initial intentions were good.
Yeah. Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
So, Jake.
What?
What are you doing for your pop culture palate cleanse?
Well, I haven't done a whole lot of newer interesting things. I'm still watching Arrested Development. Yesterday was the 19th birthday of the Phantom Menace, so we watched the first half of that, but then it was time to start drinking, so I have to finish that.
Drinking or the movie?
Both. But, yeah, I didn't, not a whole lot happened this week. I think I watched most of the end of New Girl, but I still have one episode left, so saw a wedding, but not what happens after that. Anyway, yeah, nothing too exciting.
Didn't you get a car rolled over you?
Oh, I mean, not a car, a dune buggy rolled over my arm, no big deal, I'm fine. That didn't cleanse my pop culture palate. It did give me something to talk about. My arm hurts like fuck, but I'm fine.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
The hardest is because I sleep on that arm.
Oh.
Like, that's, it's like, it rolled over directly where I put my face when I sleep.
That's
so awesome. I had to sleep different, which actually I think I slept pretty well, so maybe that's how I should be sleeping. Also, you don't realize how often you use your dominant arm until it hurts to use it.
Now you know.
But yeah, when your crazy little brother says, it's not a good idea for you to ride in this dune buggy with me, he's correct. That's the lesson I learned. Always listen to Alex. He knows what he's talking about.
He's very self-aware for such a crazy person.
And afterwards he goes, I wasn't even drinking. And I was like, oh man, imagine how bad it would have been then. And he goes, no, I probably would have been way more careful.
Sounds about right, honestly.
He's checked on me twice. It's been less than 12 hours, and he's checked on me twice. He feels so bad. It's really funny. I would have been so mad if he killed me before Solo.
I don't think he would have cared, honestly.
This guy also...
he would have haunted me, for sure.
This guy, we have to go see Solo on Thursday.
Yes.
Don't forget. Okay. That will be my pop culture palate cleanser next week. What is yours this weekend?
Well, I just remembered what it was, and
was
Jake,
it Deadpool 2?
No, I didn't see that yet. I probably will at some point. BattleBots is back.
Oh, I saw you were texting or tweeting about it.
Yeah,
a whole bunch. I didn't read too deep into it. I think it's because I had was recovering from my dune buggy accident.
Yeah, but that's fair.
It's back on TV.
Yeah, it's on the Discovery Channel. And
I don't get that channel.
Yeah, it's also, I watched it on demand. It's not on Hulu yet.
Right.
The previous season was on Hulu, which is where I thought it would be, but it's not. But BattleBots is rad. I love it so much. It's so dumb and it's so pointless, but it's so much fun.
But it's also a thing I'm not going to watch unless I'm with you, because because it's not fun without you giggling at it.
There's one named Blacksmith that has a hammer that shoots fire, Jake.
You probably recall better than I do, because I don't remember things. But what did we decide was the best BattleBot? Like
Tombstone.
No, like if we were going to design one, because there's the
horizontal,
like,
spinner.
Yeah, the spinners. Yeah. Ow. I couldn't remember what, because there's usually a spinner, and then there's a smashy. Like, those are the two types that happen the most. Or, and then sometimes a flipper one.
Yeah, there's the flipper ones, there's the ones that are just wedges that shove, and then there's this ridiculous one called Huge. I'm going to pull up a picture for you.
That's good for the podcast. You'll have to put it in the as mentioned on our website.
Big ass wagon wheels?
What? It's got scary eyes.
Yeah, they put stupid scary eyes on it.
You're not looking at pornography, so your computer's confused. Has it got a shotgun taped to it?
No, that is a vertical spinner.
Oh.
So it's got these huge, like, I don't know, 2.5, 3 feet in diameter wagon wheels made out of this special material. That's some sort of polyethylene something or other. I don't know. It doesn't smash, though. Like, I watched a different, like, horizontal spinner smash into it, and it didn't. It just wobbled. And it's ridiculous.
Does it drive over the top of other ones and that thing spins and, yep, like, gets them on the top?
Yeah, because it's so much higher than the other ones.
Yeah, it's real tall. How about that? It's
so good.
They have a robotics team at the school, and I thought they were building battle bots, and I thought it was the neatest thing, and then I found out exactly what they were doing, and it's more of a, like, an obstacle course that the robots, because apparently schools can't pay to rebuild their fighting robots every year.
They can't weaponize
every
something
weekend.
In a school function?
Yeah, apparently.
It's so weird.
So they have to, like, pick up blocks and just move them and shit. It's less interesting.
Yeah, that's fair. But BattleBots is on, and it's rad. Tombstone went up against Minotaur in the initial round, and those were the two final contestants of last season.
Is this just season two?
Season three.
Okay. Because they was on ABC, but now it's on Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I wonder if my dad knows.
The Minotaur has a 50-pound horizontal spinning drum that spins up to 200 miles an hour, and Tombstone is a horizontal spinner that has this blade that just slices everybody to shit. And last year, they were the final... Oh, no. They were both in the finals rounds, but I don't think they ever faced each other. And it was really neat to see all this kinetic energy come... Like, they tore up the floor of the BattleBot box. Man, there's so much kinetic energy. It was really
fun.
I'm
sure there's probably 1,000 BattleBots podcasts, but we really should have started one when it came back, because we watched it pretty regularly and would just sit and giggle about
it. I was super stoked, because this... Oh, man. It's so dumb. I think... Or I nailed it on the head a while ago. It's basically real-life Pokemon, or as close as we're going to get.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do have dog fighting.
Right, but you can't make a dog shoot fire at another dog.
They rarely televise that.
Yeah. There's one named Petunia this year.
It's a good name for a robot.
Yeah. It's got an angry face, and it can crush up to 10 tons.
I wish we had the wherewithal to build one of these robots, guy.
Also the money. Or the technological savvy.
Well, that's what I meant by wherewithal.
Oh. To me, that meant more follow-through.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We like that also.
There is that. We're missing a lot of the main component. We have the passion, but that's about it.
It's true. I love it, but I have none of the skills.
Yeah. You're like just a high school. I was going to say a high school quarterback watching football now who just wishes he could.
That implies I was able to do it at one point.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
Because I do not have the capacities.
Well, I have to see if I can find it online and watch it.
But yeah, I'm very excited about BattleBots.
Well,
there's only
good.
Like two or three episodes in. One of them was just kind of a free-for-all type situation.
BattleBots.
It's That's so good. Dumb. It's such a waste of resources and time, and I love it so much.
I mean, America is full of wastes of resources and time, so at least this is a good one.
You mean like every sport?
Yeah. You ever been to a drag race?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing but wasted resources.
Yeah.
Let's burn as much fossil fuel as we can as fast as we can.
Oh, don't forget all the destroyed tires.
Yeah.
And all of the destroyed eardrums.
My dad was so excited to go to that.
What a dumb thing that is.
None of his children enjoyed him. So we all went for him. We were like, we like you, so we're going to go.
It's fair.
We haven't gone back since.
Well, it's not fun.
No.
There's so little to do.
Yeah.
It's so loud.
So expensive to get drunk.
Gotta get drunk before. But yeah, that'll probably do it for us this week. We're going to figure this, schedule out.
And or we're not. Whatever. Probably... We keep winging it.
It's worked out so far.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to matter. But yeah, I think we might have a guest next time. We'll see how that shakes out. If not, we'll have another rando episode.
Yay!
Woo! So, thank you guys very much for listening. You can follow the show at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end. You can email the show at popculturefailure@gmail.com. You can follow me. I am at Sandwich Surplus.
I'm at Midwest Love Affair.
And thank you guys very much for listening. We will see you next week.
We sure the fuck will.
Probably a lot less talk about little girls' underpants.
Sky, you're making it weird. I wanted it to be weird because it was his cousin. You made it about it being her being a teen. You creep.
You're a creep because they're not actually cousins.
I mean, not in real life. All right, bye, everyone.
I'm just going to cut that. It's fine.
Why?
Or I'll leave it in. Whatever.
Cut all the cousins' underpants talk.
That was too much of it.